Before I go into this full homily, I have this letter from Bishop Malloy. I got this letter during the week to read to the people. This is a letter that is that Bishop Malloy wanted read at all the masses. But I think it has a lot to do with the readings here and the homily I had prepared. So if you bear with me, here's a letter Bishop Malloy wrote to you, the people. So the people of the parish. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we approach the season of Lent, it is always important for us to take stock of our spiritual lives. By the Church's traditional prayer, fasting, and charity, we draw closer to Christ and to the Church. Our souls are laid open to be strengthened by Christ's love, grace, and forgiveness. Lent is a privileged moment to focus on forgiveness. As Pope Francis notes in this Lenten message for 2014, wherever we go, we are called as Christians to proclaim the liberating news that forgiveness for sins committed is possible, that God is greater than our sinfulness, and that He freely loves us at all times. Forgiveness, of course, is a process with many facets. We need to receive forgiveness, the forgiveness of Christ and the Church, and the forgiveness of others whom we have offended. We must also, in turn, offer that forgiveness, even when it has come from deep within our hearts. As Catholics, the primary way to seek forgiveness year-round, but especially during Lent, is through the Sacrament of Reconciliation. In that encounter with Christ through the humanity of the priest, we acknowledge our sinful separation from God's love. We seek forgiveness, and Christ stands ready to reconcile us. This Lent, while the normal routine of confessions and Lenten devotions will still be offered in parishes, the Diocese of Rockford will add a special focus. On April 9th, the final Wednesday of Lent before Holy Week, throughout the diocese, confessions will be offered from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Where possible, parishes will offer the Sacrament of Reconciliation the whole time. Where staffing does not allow that, neighboring parishes will coordinate their offerings of confession on that day. The goal of this day is captured in its slogan, "Be Reconciled." There are many people who have felt the longing for reconciliation, but because of fear or other reasons, have put off going to confession. If you know someone who has had been away from the Sacrament of Reconciliation, invite them to be reconciled on April 9th or any time during Lent. If that person is you, the opportunity for reconciliation, to talk about your questions or concerns with a priest, or just to make your Lenten confession, is there. Let's make this Lent a time of deep and joyful reconciliation, which Pope Francis has called us to. Sincerely, yours in Christ, David J. Malloy. And so I'm really excited about this this letter. For me as a priest, maybe you're not. Maybe that means you're going to confession. Maybe not. But it's a great way of receiving God's mercy. You know, some people may say, why do I go to church? Why do I go to confession? Why do I go to a priest? Well, and they always point out the fact, you know, the priest is sinful. Yeah, I'm sinful. I'm a priest and I am sinful. But hopefully what that does, it brings you peace because, you know, he called me a sinner to be a priest. He called me to serve him and I'm a sinner. And if you're a sinner too, that should bring you hope. Because if he's forgiven me, not only has he forgiven me, but he's called me to be a priest, to serve God's people, to give God's people mercy. He has given me, he has empowered me, a sinner, to give you mercy so that you could know that he truly loves you, that you can hear the words, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's so easy to despair. It's so easy to think that God has not forgiven us when we don't hear those words. But when we hear those words, when we hear that voice saying, I forgive you, now we can have faith. Now we can take courage that Jesus Christ is merciful. That we don't have to serve mammon. We don't have to be a slave to mammon, to the things of the world. Jesus talked about the clothes and what we're going to eat. Some of us worry about those things. But maybe it's what if our friends are going to think about us. Sometimes it might be something a little bit different that we worry about in our own lives. Maybe we worry about whether or not God really does love us, that God has abandoned us or forgotten me. But we ask, can a mother forget her child? Even if she would, God would never forget you. And you experience that in confession. To know that Jesus is always there ready for you. And in a certain sense, you can say as you look upon the crucifix, he's dying for you to come. He's dying for you to come to confession. And he loves it. He loves it when you rely on his mercy. He can't help but come to you and give you his mercy when you ask him for it. God is so good. And he loves you so much. He wants to shower many graces upon you. That's why I'm expanding it even more of what the bishop said. Now, I can't do the 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But we definitely have Mass here in the morning. I'll be offering confession here in the morning here at St. Mary's. All during Lent, every Wednesday at 7 p.m., I'll be offering confessions from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Whether somebody's there or not, I'll be in the confessional at St. Joseph's Church. On April 9th, we're still working out some of the times with St. Thomas and possibly having another priest. Some people get worried about coming to their pastor. They're like, I don't want them to think bad things about me, so they want to go somewhere else. So pay attention. It's in the Observer. And we should have something going on in the newspaper. I also, hopefully, will have something in the website on that day, the times available. The important thing is you receive God's mercy. You receive God's grace. There's nothing more that I love in being a priest is giving God's mercy. I love that. I love giving God's mercy because I know that that's what empowers me to keep carrying the cross, to keep serving God's people. Because if it weren't for confession, I couldn't do it. If it weren't for God's mercy, I couldn't do it. And I know that you can't do it without God's mercy either. Because what you do is important to God. When you carry your cross, it means a lot to him. Because he has carried his cross first. He knows what it's like. And when you can give your cross to him, especially in confession, because the burden of sin is too great. That slavery to sin is way too great for anybody to bear. And so God offers this opportunity of freedom, this opportunity of grace for you. And who am I as a priest to say no? I hope you take this advantage of this time of reconciliation. To be free, take courage, take hope in him.